Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court will review laws regarding males in female sports. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I'm so encouraged that the Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments in both of these cases. They've consolidated them because they're both about protecting, banning gender-confused males from participating in female sports. I don't know why anybody would want to challenge that, but this is the case.
Well, there are two laws, one from West Virginia, one from Idaho, and they both do something very similar. And bottom line is they ban males from participating in female sports.
No-brainer, right? No-brainer.
Should be no-brainer. Yeah, you would think there's no-brainer here, but unfortunately, there are some men, and there's obviously some state legislators in some cases, not in these particular cases, but there are some courts and judges that think men are okay. They can actually change their quote-unquote gender, which you can't do that, by the way.
No, I would say it's men who cannot win against other men, so then
they want to go and compete against women. And that's what we've seen happen.
Yeah.
There are failures in their own classification of sports. They can't get to the top echelon, and so they jump over to the women.
So they grow their hair out and go, oh, I'm a woman all of a sudden.
Oh, I want to identify as a woman.
I woke up this morning as a woman.
And guess what? Now I'm going to compete on your team, and I'm going to get the gold medals. And it involves Title IX, federal law. Title IX actually was a law that was passed to protect women's opportunities in sports.
So how does this happen?
So in other words, you know, before Title IX, women didn't have as much opportunity in sports. Title IX gives them the opportunity. So now you see women's baseball teams, soccer teams, volleyball teams, all kinds of women's athletics, basketball teams. And they not only have a great time competing in high school and other levels, but also in college. And certainly at the high school level, if they're good enough, they can be recognized, get a scholarship to go on to college.
And they work and train and give up a lot of other things so they can do that. And then they end up losing the scholarship because some guy wants to come in and say, no, I want to be a woman.
We've interviewed on our Freedom Alive TV program women who from a very, very young age competed, whether it's in golf. Remember that? The young girl that competed from a very young age in golf.
Lauren Miller, yeah.
And then was very highly competitive. And in her first pro debut, her first pro competition, she comes up against a man.
A big dude.
Yeah.
In a skirt.
He is able to hit the ball further because he's stronger and bigger.
He's built different because he's a man.
He ends up winning.
Yeah.
Number one in that particular. And she comes in number two. She would have otherwise won her very first professional golf outing for the women's competition.
See, Riley Gaines, the same thing with the swimming. But fortunately, President Trump has come along and signed the executive order, no men on women's sports. So this case, both of these that are consolidated are so important because we need laws that protect that, that further protect what this executive order is, because that will eventually run out, right? So we need laws and things that will protect these women.
So this particular two cases, it's Little versus Hecox. It's an Idaho case from 2020 where they passed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, and a West Virginia case where the 2021 law, Save Women's Sports Act, was passed, and both of which were challenged. And so these cases are before the United States Supreme Court. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in this case urging the high court to uphold the right of states to ban men, boys, from girls' sports. It makes sense. We argue that this makes sense under Title IX because under Title IX, it was designed, obviously, to protect women, to give them the opportunity. But what this does, when a man can pretend to be a woman, invade their sports teams, and invade their private spaces, then what happens? They erase women. When you say that gender doesn't matter, it's just a construct of your mind, it's absolute chaos. It literally attacks the most objective reality that we have. Our DNAs are different, and men and women are different. And when you say that a man can thereby just think and therefore be a woman, you've erased women. You've erased what God created when he created you and I in his image. So Title IX was not designed to allow men to pretend to be women and go in and beat up women and take their places and invade their spaces.
And you know, when the court hears the oral argument, this is going to have a huge implication across the nation, because we already have 27 states that have similar laws protecting women and girls. So we need the high court to rule in favor of protecting these women.
Yeah, we need the high court to do this, because if they go the other way, oh my goodness, it'll be a sad day for women.
Nightmare.
It'll be a very difficult day for women.
So we really
in
need
sports.
To pray, yeah.
Because these women, you know, they could be wrestling, boxing, they could do all kinds of contact sports. Volleyball, for example. We've seen women who have had concussions because the person on the other side is a male and is able to spike that ball at a higher velocity than the female competitors and hit women in the face and cause concussions, actually bring them out of the game and damage them, injure them, sometimes permanently.
That is so selfish.
It's so selfish. It's unbelievable. We see some high school athletics teams in California that are now forfeiting games so that if there's a man on the other side, they're making a decision, they're going to forfeit the games and protect their female athletes.
You know, good for them. And you know, mentioned.
But then, you know, what it does it to the women. As an athlete, you know, I can't imagine, you know, preparing for the Friday night football game when I was in high school, and you prepare for that. Of course, we never had to deal with this stuff, but if you prepare for it, you practice all week, mm-hmm. you're looking for this competition with this other opponent that you've been looking at for the last couple of weeks. Now it's here. You're going to be playing. Maybe it's on your home field. And the other team brings a woman. And these teams ought to boycott. They ought to boycott. But then what does it do to the women? Because they don't get a chance to compete. They don't get a chance to play. That's what they've prepared for all week, the last several weeks, and now you've robbed them of that chance.
Absolutely.
It's unfair, and it's sad that this happens to women.
And, you know, we've, like you mentioned before, we interviewed that one gal, another one who had to compete against men running and track events, another one who had to compete in her qualifying games in volleyball against a male. I mean, it's happening so often. So this has got to stop.
Yeah, in the past year alone, biological males have competed against females, displacing women from those slots, breaking records, and sharing locker rooms with females in high schools in California, Maine, Minnesota, Oregon, New Hampshire, Washington State, Pennsylvania, and New York. Guess what those states all have in common? Blue, Democrat-run states.
And that's a safety issue when you have males in female locker rooms. It's a safety issue.
I don't get the Democrats on this, that it's a losing proposition for them. And they continue to double down. And they continue to push this crazy idea that a biological male can pretend to be a female and therefore is a female and ought to be treated as a female and therefore compete in women's sports and invade women in their private spaces.
Yeah, you can't convince me that you really care about your constituents when you're allowing that.
No, it's just blind ideology. This is a dark ideology because, you know, when you say that gender doesn't matter, what you're saying is God made a mistake, that he put you in the wrong body, and that you can create yourself in your own image, as opposed to the fact that we are created in the image of God, very special and unique individuals. There's a difference between male and female for a reason. God designed each person intimately and specifically, and each person has a purpose. And when you say gender doesn't matter, what you're saying is, God, you made a mistake, that you, the potter, made a mistake in developing the clay pot, if you will, and I'm going to refashion myself in my own image. It is very destructive to the person. Mm-hmm. It's very destructive to people around that person. And when you disagree with that person or that person's ideology, it can become very destructive and even, frankly, deadly, as in the case of Charlie Kirk as in the other cases where these trans individuals have tried to take out, eliminate people, whether it's in their jobs or actually in their life, because they disagree. We need to return to common sense. This is a case that we filed an amicus brief on. Argument is tomorrow. Keep it in your prayers. A decision will be handed down by the United States Supreme Court no later than the end of June 2026. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.